This week, we're looking at introducing this SmartMet weather forecasting system to our region, especially with the a number of Pacific Island National Med Services represented and have joined us here at SCREP. And that the training really looks at enhancing their IT skills and using the SmartMet system, which has a really good capability in pushing and packaging the information that can go into smartphones, that can go to websites, can be sent through email, and also sent through SMS. So through this SmartMet training, it's supported by the Finnish government with partnership between SCREP and the Finnish Meteorological Institute. We're pretty pleased with this new system now in place, and the training this week will help our colleagues in the National Med Services.
I'm thinking, therefore, a key part of this initiative, if it is to succeed in the way that plainly you want it to, is to translate really the language that I guess one meteorologist speaking to another might use into something that you or I might more, well, not you, because obviously you're the expert, but somebody like me might more readily understand. And that's the difficulty, isn't it, persuading meteorologists to stop using meteorological language?
That's where we have brought in a number of communication specialists to help us understand communication strategies to employ in terms of packaging the information and really go out using National Climate Outlook forums where we invite different stakeholders and try and understand their needs and requirements with regards to different weather forecasts, needs that they want, whether it will be tourism, whether it will be in agriculture, or just a simple fisherman. These understanding of their needs will help us tailor and package information so that when we send it out through SmartMet, it is really meaningful and it's easier for them to understand and translate into action. And that will definitely help them support decision making, but as well as to manage extreme events that are coming through our way.
With SmartMet and Smart Alert, the two weather systems you're talking about here, I mean, will they be available to anyone essentially with smart technology in the countries that we're looking at here, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, and the others?
It will be readily available to the National Med Services with specialized people working within the National Med Services to drive and use the SmartMet alert system. But for the public, there will be part of a broader program of end users who will receive those warnings, those messages, whether it will be SMS or whether it will be the website or even social media. Definitely everyone will be beneficial, or seen as beneficial in this project.
Could you see in future years this system expanding to the point where you would create an app where basically anybody could download that app and have this information available on a personal basis?
There is potential for that to happen, especially with SmartMet now introduced into the Pacific. SmartMet has the capability to interact and is compatible with any other phone application or even social media. And I think with the discussions we've had with a number of countries and the different stakeholders, that is where we're heading with regards to increasing the modes of communication that we employ to disseminate the weather forecast information and climate information. And that is definitely the way of the future for where we sit here at SCREP and working with the National Med Services.
Does part of what you're doing here also re-examine the question of computer modelling? Because certainly with Cyclone Winston striking with such a ferocity recently, but subsequent cyclones since then, one of the issues that keeps cropping up is that the computer modelling that is available to meteorologists in the Pacific is perhaps not state-of-the-art and that they need something better. Is that also part of what you're doing?
It is not part of this week's deliberations with the training, but definitely we've understood some of the limitations that the current models that we use for developing and generating weather forecasts. It there are certainly limitations there with the models, and we see that there is one of the priorities for us to work with.